One thing is certain. This life is full of pain. Our world is broken, and time is broken, and we are broken, and the result of all the brokenness is pain. From loneliness to cancer, from dealing with tantrums to fleeing from hurricanes, we are all suffering. Jesus didn't try to hide this from us. In this world, you will have trouble. He didn't pull a bait and switch to convince us that following him would make our lives rosy. In fact, he talks a lot about carrying a cross around as we follow him. Some of this suffering is chosen. Fasting, simplicity, solitude. Much is unwelcomed. Depression, grief, poverty. Either way, chosen or unwelcomed, the way we choose to respond to suffering matters. Over and over, Scripture tells us that the choices we make in this life ripple forward into the next. What we do with the ebbs and flows in our lives matter. From interruptions to worries, from marriage to loss, every choice we make in response to our circumstances is changing us, changing the very essence of ourselves into something different than we are. C.S. Lewis says, quote, "And taking your life as a whole, with all your innumerable choices, all your life long you are slowly turning this central thing into a heavenly creature or a hellish creature, either into a creature that is in harmony with God and with other creatures and with itself, or else into one that is in a state of war and hatred with God and with its fellow creatures and with itself," end quote. God wants to transform us. He wants us to look like Jesus, and this life, with all of its choices and pain, is the method through which we are changed. Quote, "It is all for our good, the finished product, God's work of art, the kingdom of heaven. There is nothing outside heaven except hell. Earth is not outside heaven. It is heaven's workshop, heaven's womb," end quote. We are a part of God's story, his work of art. If earth is heaven's workshop, then our choices matter significantly. The way we choose to respond to our circumstances carries consequential weight. If earth is heaven's workshop, then God uses all things that happen on this earth to shape us, to mold the dark and dull thing that we are into something extraordinary. Something full of light. This life is full of pain. Pain can be meaningless, sending us spiraling downward into the darkness. Or, pain can be used by God for a beautiful purpose, filling us up with the light of Himself. It is your choice.